this week, we can't help but be a little oppressed, I think. It seems every morning when we awaken and turn on the television, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, whenever we look at the Yahoo News on our computers, Google, we're being confronted with something new that's distressing. Politics have us concerned. The Republican National Convention begins tomorrow night. The Democratic National Convention begins a week from then, and you know it's a difficult political year. Very different. Much is being said from both sides, from both parties. Someone told me this week or this year when they go to the polls, they're going to vote, but they're going to wear a clothespin on their nose. As that time approaches, I'm going to speak more to that issue from right up here. But I mean, it has to be oppressing. It has to be oppressing. And then racial disrest, such as we haven't seen in a long time. Long time. Deaths, you know. And police being shot. Just before the service began, I was informed, and it's been confirmed now, that seven more officers have been shot in Baton Rouge, and three of them have perished. The others are in the hospital. And we have to wonder, what's going on? What's going on? If you were here last week and participated, 8 o'clock in the morning, on Sunday morning, we, seven pastors, nine churches, gathered at the Justice Center, there at the police station, and we were all one. We weren't many churches, we were one church, Christ Church, and we prayed together there at the Justice Center, praying for peace, not praying for one side or the other side, just praying for peace in our nation because we're so oppressed by this, and it weighs heavy on us. And then terrorism. It seems like every week there's something new, and the hardship seems to be growing. They're in Nice, France. 84 dead, 50 others in the hospital from terrorism. And we're concerned about the conventions tomorrow night and a week from Monday. Rightfully so, that there may be other terrorist activity there. So we can't help but be burdened and oppressed and discouraged, you know, as we go through our days. And then we have personal issues going on, personal hardships that are very real, very, very difficult. They weigh on us. They weigh heavily upon us. No matter who we are today, it would be understandable for us to be down. In the midst of it all, you know what Jesus says? Jesus says, remember me. Remember me. You got all these things going on in your life. You got all these things dragging you down, bringing you down. Understand me so, but listen, Jesus says, listen, remember me. I'm your leader. I'm your peace. I'm your deliverance. In the midst of all the other things going on in your life, remember me. I bring the solutions. I bring the answers. I'm still in control. I'm still on my throne. Remember me. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to remember Jesus. We begin by remembering that all of us have failed. All of us have failed. All of us have stumbled. All of us have drunk the Kool-Aid. All of us have failed. Romans 3:23. All have sinned, fall short of the glory of God. Everybody. All of us are destined to eternal oppression. Whatever it is we're experiencing today because of all that's going on in the news and all that's going on in our personal lives, multiply that times 1,000, and we're destined to that for the rest of our lives because we failed. Romans 6:23. The wages, the results of sin is eternal death, eternal misery. But, Romans 6:23, greatest conjunction in the Bible, but the gift of God is eternal bliss, eternal victory, eternal joy, eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. See, that's what this is all about. How do we claim this? Romans 5:8. Paul says, God demonstrated his love for us in that while we were sinners, while we were discouraged, while we were oppressed, while we were browbeaten, while we were down, while we were at our lowest, while our lives were a wreck and a ruin, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. In the midst of all that, Christ died for us. We're going to remember that here this morning. In just a moment, our deacons are going to come and they're going to pass around the elements of communion, is what we call this. It's little tiny cracker-looking things, unleavened bread. As we pass this around, hold it in your hand for just a moment because our intention is that we remember Christ's body that was broken on the cross, paying for our sins. So let's take a moment in the midst of all that's going on. Let's remember Christ Jesus and his body that was broken and executed on our behalf. And then we're going to pass around little small cups full of the fruit of the vine. And because of the color and the fluidity of it and the texture, take just a moment, look at it, study it. We're to remember his blood. He bled out on the cross, giving his life. Paying our sin debt. For crying out loud, sin requires death. He paid our sin debt on the cross. Let's remember that this morning. God demonstrated his love for us in that while we were at our worst, Christ died for us. And then Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Not a very popular thing to confess these days. Because if Jesus is Lord, his Bible is true, and holiness is his life. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, and he's alive, and he's Lord, and he's running our lives, you will be saved. Praise God. You'll be saved. So, in the midst of all the defeat, and in the midst of all the discouragement, in the midst of everything that's going on, and it's very real, all that's very real, we can understand why we get discouraged and down, depressed today. In the midst of all that, let's remember Jesus. Let's remember Jesus. Let's bow our heads for just a moment. Lord and Savior, it's easy for us to forget this. It's easy for us to put you on a back burner. It's easy for us to forget that you're the real news, that you're the real headliner. All these other things belong to a decaying culture, a dying world. These things are the death rattle of the world. You're the real news. You're the real news. We're going to remember you today. We're going to remember you the way you've told us to. We're going to remember you by observing this communion, this Lord's Supper, this Last Supper. Descend upon us now, Lord Jesus, in the quiet of this moment. Speak to us through this, your first sermon. We ask it in your name. Amen. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread.
Chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures, and the earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free.
Father, we just want to stop, recognize the greatness, the sacrifice, the mercy and the grace that you've shown to all of us through the shedding of your blood and the sacrifice of your body. Father, just bless us now at this time. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
When he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Father God in heaven, as we come before you this hour, we lift up prayers of praise and thanksgiving to you. We praise your holy name, Lord, because of the magnificent gift that you have given unto us, the gift of everlasting life, and that your body was broken so that that could happen. Father, as we partake of this fruit of the vine, help us to be mindful of the great sacrifice that you made for us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ's church has been doing this unbroken for 2 millennia. It's varied some its form, depending upon the availability of materials, I'm sure, but 2,000 years. And the meaning hasn't changed ever in 2,000 years. You can't think of any other practice that's unfolded that way for 2,000 years. Some of you might say the Jewish Passover. No, the Jewish Passover changed when Jesus came. All of the Old Testament rituals, they changed when Jesus came. So this is the only practice I can think of that has been practiced unchanged now for 2,000 years. That says something. What we've done today, we've done according to Scripture. We've read Scripture as we've gone through it. This is unchanged. This is exactly the way Jesus intends it to be. Because he's saying, "Remember me. Remember me in everything else that's going on. I'm the headline. I'm the headline." So that today, any individual still, any individual can come to Jesus repenting. Pivoting, it's all one movement, pivoting away from culture, pivoting to Jesus, crying out for forgiveness, following him, and Jesus says, "You are saved." Man. What a great thing. What a great thing. People have been doing this for 2,000 years now. I don't think it's going to last much longer, just to tell you the truth. It's not going to go much longer. So my question to you this morning is, in your own life, in your own story, have you taken advantage of what Jesus did on the cross? Have you claimed that? Have you declared Jesus to be the Lord, the manager, the director, the writer, the author of your life? Have you declared that? Are you following him as Lord of your life? Because if you haven't, praise God. Do it today. Do it now. Do it before you swing through those doors another time. Remember Jesus now. Will you do that? We have men and women who are trained counselors, love people, eager to pray with you, eager to visit with you today if you'll come. It may be some other decision you want to make. Perhaps you would come today saying, "Pastor, we want to be a part of what you're doing here. We want a part of what's going on here at First Baptist. We've heard of First Baptist. We've heard of the impact it's having in Central Texas. We want to be a part of this." Come on. Come on down here. Let's pray with you. Whatever decision you would make, come today. Would you do that? Let's all pray together.